USA Radio News with Wendy King.
A Wendy's has been torched and 36 people were arrested in riots in Atlanta on Saturday night. The 1,000 or so protesters were angry about a white Atlanta police officer shooting and the killing of a black man in the restaurant parking lot late on Friday. The officer has been fired and the police chief has resigned. Minnesota Democratic Congresswoman Ilhan Omar.
It's again a reminder that police officers can't continue to be judge, jury, and executioner.
The officer is identified as Garrett Rolfe. Atlanta Mayor Keisha Lance Bottoms says she doesn't believe the shooting was justified. South Carolina Republican Senator Tim Scott on NBC's Meet the Press.
I certainly think the mayor decided to fire the officer, have the chief resign in order to perhaps quell the response from the community.
This is USA Radio News.
You know, it's true. Difficult times have a way of focusing us. We have to think about what matters most when it comes to our spending, our health care. No doubt, this is why so many people are joining MediShare right now. MediShare is a trusted way to save up to 50% on your monthly healthcare costs. More than 400,000 people have already made the switch. It's pretty obvious why, too, especially now during this challenging season with healthcare costs and out-of-pocket expenses going up. MediShare can save you a lot of money. The typical family saves $500 a month. And MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry that's worked beautifully for 27 years. There are different options to choose from to fit your budget. I'll give you the number here in a second, and if you call, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Maybe now is the perfect time to make the switch and start saving. Here you go. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE, 833-34-BIBLE.
In the aftermath of the George Floyd killing in Minneapolis and the killing of Rashard Brooks in Atlanta, there's pressure and movement for different police procedures. Vice President Mike Pence talked about that in an interview with CBS News.
We're not going to defund the police. I mean, quite the contrary. I think what the president and I have in mind is action that would better equip police departments around the country with guidance and with training resources that will make sure that what happened in Minneapolis never happens again.
Also, a carjacking suspect was shot dead by police in Kansas City, Missouri.
Emergency services were rendered to that suspect, but that suspect is deceased.
Missouri Highway Patrol spokesman Andy Bell says the suspect had a weapon and he pointed it at the officer during a foot chase. An investigation is underway. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Bay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
The deputy mayor of Wenling City, Zhu Minglian, said that the cause of the explosion is still under investigation. The U.S. House Majority Whip talks about the future of policing in America. USA's Chris Barnes has details.
South Carolina Democratic Congressman James Clyburn says the role of police has to be appropriate for the time we live in, but he says he is not in favor of defunding police.
We can restructure police forces. Reimagine policing. That is what we're going to do.
Speaking on CNN's State of the Union, Clyburn said he didn't grow up fearing the police, but now he does fear them. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
At least 19 people died and more than 172 were injured after a gas tanker exploded on a Chinese highway. The truck was transporting liquefied gas between the cities of Ningbo and Wenzhou. It exploded while exiting a highway in the city of Wenling on Saturday afternoon. It shut down traffic in both directions. Portions of the truck were blasted into nearby buildings, and that caused them to collapse. Local officials said people still remained missing, and rescue efforts are still underway. Nearly 100 fire engines from different regions were dispatched to the scene. Around 450 rescuers from different regions were deployed to search the collapsed buildings for survivors. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.